Florida real estate headlines. Florida Dept of Revenue launches property tax data portal for 10.9 men parcels. The Florida Department of Revenue oversees property tax administration for 10.9 million parcels of property worth $2.4 trillion and has made this data available through its online portal. Real estate professionals in FL can access authoritative property tax data to inform valuations, market analysis, and client guidance across the state. Bookmark the portal to verify property tax details. FloridaRevenue.com/property/pages/dataportal.aspx. Florida Real Estate Headlines. Inside FREC, what Florida's Real Estate Commission does and who serves. The Florida Real Estate Commission, FREC, oversees real estate licensing and regulation, with members selected based on specific qualifications. FL real estate professionals need to understand FREC's role, since the commission directly governs licensing, enforcement, and industry standards that affect their practice. Review the full breakdown of FREC responsibilities and member qualifications at the link below. Florida real estate headlines. Miami-Dade Clerk of the Circuit Court serves as official recorder for county instruments. The Clerk of the Circuit Court is the official recorder of all instruments that may, by law, be recorded in the county, with the County Recorder's Office handling the recording, protecting, preserving, and disseminating of official records. Real estate professionals in FL rely on these official records for title searches, deed verification, and ensuring clean property transactions in Miami-Dade County. Visit the Miami-Dade Clerk's official records page to access recorded instruments for your transactions. Florida real estate headlines. Florida Commission rates, what FL real estate pros need to know. A new guide breaks down average real estate commission rates in Florida, how they stack up nationally, and strategies for negotiating better rates. Understanding commission benchmarks and negotiation tactics helps Florida agents stay competitive and maximize earnings in the local market. Review the full commission breakdown and negotiation tips at the source link to sharpen your Florida pricing strategy. Florida Real Estate Updates. Florida Real Estate Commission, monthly meetings and license law updates. The Florida Real Estate Commission is a 7-member body appointed by the governor that meets monthly to administer and enforce Chapter 475, Part 1, Florida Statutes, which governs real estate licensees. FL real estate professionals depend on FREC's regulatory actions and meeting outcomes to stay compliant with license law and understand enforcement trends affecting their practice. Bookmark the FREC meetings to track regulatory updates that may impact your license. myfloridalicense.com/realestcommission/commission-information/. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of FL cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. The 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, 4 documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded, the most recent 2 annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.